Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yes, not for the reasons that you may think. I know we speak a lot about Cape Town here, and I promise it's not my hidden agenda to try and impose the best of Cape Town on you as Kaya FM listeners. But the case for Cape Town is actually being made by Tractor Outdoor. One of the things that you can really do to improve the performance of your business, of course, is marketing. And yes, everybody loves to talk about below-the-line marketing, social media marketing, digital marketing, which has taken over in many spaces in terms of advertising budgets. But some of your classic and legacy spaces, such as billboards outside, out-of-home advertising, continues to present really great opportunities for you to position your business, and often at costs that might surprise you to the downside. So I'm excited to chat now to Richelle Mouton, Group Head of Marketing and Services at Tractor Outdoor, to understand why they're making a case for directing more of your out-of-home spend towards the Mother City. Richelle, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on the show.
Likewise. So right now, Gauteng gets the lion's share, two-thirds of media spend, whereas a very small amount, less than 10%, actually gets directed towards the Western Cape, albeit they're kind of seen as twin metros in terms of scale. One of the things that we've discussed a great deal on Kaya Biz is the shifting property trends, moving trends towards the Western Cape, and you seem to think that that might even benefit business owners who are based in Gauteng.
Yes, most definitely. So what we are seeing is that although the metros are quite comparable in terms of population sizes, as you've mentioned, only around 9% of media out of home media budget is allocated to the Western Cape. So what we are calling for is the fact that, you know, media investment splits will need to be considered to ensure that allocation reflects the population distribution in terms of how people are moving around the country and how the population growth trends are migrating to the Western Cape.
And is it always as easy as that? More people there, therefore more eyeballs will necessarily translate into sales?
Well, I think the key thing that we need to understand is that we know that, you know, the city of Cape Town is, you know, vastly becoming the economic hub of South Africa. And what we are seeing and what that means is that companies are directing a lot of their investments into the Western Cape. And that is basically just ensuring that there's heightened economic activity. And it's important for media strategists, buyers and brands that are looking for reaching addressable markets to grow their brand penetration and drive their sales uptake to consider the Western Cape for, you know, how they are actually allocating their media budgets to reach these addressable markets.
You've highlighted a few of the emerging hotspots in the area. Please, won't you take us through them?
Of course. So we are seeing that Somerset and Strand, the Helderberg hotbed for development at the moment, is kind of leading the charge in terms of where a lot of people are migrating to. It is known for good schools, wine estates, gorgeous outdoor spaces. And this area really appeals to not only, you know, an older generation, but also younger families looking for coastal living, but also with a strong community and lifestyle appeal. We're also seeing, you know, quite a lot of growth within the Durbanville area. This suburb has seen rapid residential and commercial developments, particularly looking at modern estates and gated communities. And what makes out of home quite powerful in these environments is that because it is quite difficult to connect with these audiences by just pure below the line kind of media. And, you know, billboards really allow to go into more hyper-local areas such as, you know, suburbs, mall areas where there's restaurants, shopping centers, recreational spaces, and really just, accept, you know, assessing people where they kind of eat, stay, And live. So, and then we also see, you know, like there's a lot of mixed use development, specifically also looking at Century City as an example. It's got a great mix of commercial, retail, and residential spaces. It's close to CBD, but it offers, you know, that more suburban feel for populations looking for a bit of both.
I couldn't agree more about Century City and fast growing as well. And it also people at various income or asset wealth points. But Somerset and Strand is also a very interesting one. One little stat that maybe a marketer might be interested in. I think Somerset has got the highest per capita income in South Africa. All of our, well, I think many of our top 40 CEOs like living there, which brings up the average. So won't you help us understand, if I'm planning my strategy for out of home, given everything that we've spoken, sort of highlighted, the fact that there's so much more having to go to digital strategy, much more, I suppose, influencer input as opposed to classic advertising, how would I approach my out-of-home strategy? And maybe what kind of sectors should rely on this?
So in terms of approaching your out-of-home strategy, I think it is firstly quite important to understand, you know, what does the regulation allow for, especially when it comes to the Western Cape. The Western Cape is what we prefer to say are very favorable in terms of how they structure, you know, ad links, the volume of inventory available. So what it means is there's no clutter within the environment, which really makes your brand stand out a lot more. It's also quite important to understand how you select your sites fit for purpose. So, for example, short kind of messaging is much more favorable on a billboard, as an example, where if you want to do more like longer form, educational or promotional type of advertisements, we generally say look at areas that have longer dwell times, which could be environments like the malls or like forecourts where people, you know, wait quite a long time before they, you know, go on to the next part of their journey. It is also important to understand, you know, what flexibility does your kind of selection allow for. So when we look at things like digital billboards or digital out of home, you know, that would be a very key aspect if you want to do something that's a little bit more flexible, or you want to do more dynamic creative where you're able to change up your creative messaging. And yeah, I think also just to make sure that you plan ahead. You know, like especially in the Western Cape, there is a limited availabilities. It's very in a high demand. So for that reason, you know, we always recommend make sure that, you know, like you book your campaigns in advance, and then also you're able to also negotiate a much better price than what you might negotiate when you are a little bit more within the moment in terms of booking your campaign.
Rochelle, just help me understand how far in advance is well in advance? And when you speak about the contested market in the Western Cape, and you mentioned in your study sort of Tableview, Parkland, Sunningdale, so there's a range of suburbs where one could put up a billboard. Is this something that where pricing changes seasonally? We all know this time of year that's coming up is sort of high season in the Western Cape, more foot traffic and tourist traffic. Would it become a bit more expensive, or is this a time for me to consider how I'm going to play this out for 2025?
I think it would be, you know, at this point, you will still be able to get a favorable rate. I think if you move past, you know, like maybe closer to the festive season, you will see that because of the low availabilities, pricing might go up. So definitely if you are planning, and we're seeing a lot of clients at this point in time already starting to plan for 2025 December.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. That is a lot of great insight from Rochelle Mouton, giving us some perspective on how to consider your advertising spend for out of home. She is Group Head of Marketing and Services at Tractor Outdoor.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.